to more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is, for a lot of people in the world, a very, you know, happy day with NFL schedule release day. It used to matter to me. I've kind of come down to your guys' level on this in terms of excitement, and it doesn't do it. Maybe because my team sucks now, and the Dolphins, they don't really
do
care.
Don't do that. Don't.
But,
don't.
People are going to be glued to the TV trying to see when the games come out, who's playing where. If you can try and do your win-loss for your team this year by May 14th. You can figure it out. One team that's going to be traveling a lot this year.
Tell us who.
San Francisco.
Niners.
We'll learn the official full schedule again at some point
Gifford.
This afternoon.
Okay.
But the Niners are playing two international games. Now, we mentioned this in past months that even though the Rams and Niners are in the same division and they're very close by in L.A. and San Fran, makes sense to play that game, home game, in one of their stadiums. No. They're playing week one, Rams-Niners, in Australia. Australia. San Fran will also play week 11 in Mexico City against the Vikings. That equates up to 38,000 miles of travel compared to the Panthers, who have the least amount of travel at 8,740 miles. That's 38,000 miles to 8,000 for the lowest amount of travel for the Panthers.
I'm just telling you, it does matter. Those trips are rough. Now, the first game of the year, you get to leave when you want to leave. You've had all your camp and stuff. That's not as much. That week 11 one,
that's rough.
You're tired. You're heading to Mexico City. That's a lot. Now, the talk might be flying from San Francisco to Mexico City might be the same. Is that about the same than coming to going to New York City?
Maybe. I don't know.
Throwing it out there. That may not be that much longer of a flight. Maybe it's another hour or two. It's not insane.
But I mean, you're comparing two teams that both play on the coast. Carolina's the East Coast, West Coast, San Fran. 30,000 different miles of what they're flying to, of where they're flying. That's amazing. The other games, international games, you've got
slowly
Ravens, Cowboys, week 3 in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro at Maracanã Stadium. Cowboys, Ravens, week 3.
Jeez.
Week 4. Colts Commanders in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Okay.
NFL Network to catch that game on. By the way, you love this, Rams Niners, you can watch that game on Netflix. Netflix to watch that week
one.
I'm
not ready for all this. Keep going.
Okay. Then week 5, Eagles against the Jags, Jacksonville, Tottenham, also Hotspur. That's also in London. So it's back-to-back weeks in London.
Did you say something about Tottenham?
Tottenham is the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Okay. Week 6, Jags once again in London. Back-to-back weeks. Houston heads there to play at Wembley Stadium. So different stadium in London. The Jags are playing at.
I'd want to play at Wembley.
Then the Saints will play the Steelers in France in week 7. Because why the hell not? At Stade de France. NFL Network, October 25th. Then you have Bengals-Falcons in Madrid, Spain. Week 9 at Bernabeu Stadium, November 8th. Patriots-Lions in Munich, Germany.
I like
week
that
10.
One. I'd like to go to Munich.
Munich.
Shines of beer.
We mentioned Vikings-Niners. It's week 11, Mexico City, and that wraps up the international games. A record nine international games this year. In the NFL.
Very informative.
France, Spain, Germany, Australia, Mexico.
Tell you what, the games that have popped up, that it's all of a sudden that the game is played, obviously the kickoff time is like at 8:30 on Sunday, whatever. That's always like I go look at scores like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the game's been over.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
For whatever. I'm like, oh, I had no idea there was a game this morning at 8 o'clock. I have zero, don't know, don't like that. And international games, it sure doesn't interest me. And there's not
a it's a tough watch. The games are never good. There's always just a crap show.
And why do you say that?
It's not as it's like watching the British Open too. That's never it's not quite the same quality of what I'm watching on my TV. It's not the same. It's not as good.
I don't know if it's because of the travel or just a different I don't know. The games themselves are hardly ever good. There's always just like there's mistakes, there's turnovers, there's injuries. It's just not good.
There's
how many games is it, how many times is it, like the games remember that season was four. Now the Chiefs Rams game years ago in Mexico was a great game. It was a high scoring game. That's all I have in terms of epic games of the foreign ones.
Huh. I mean obviously we know what they're doing. I just wonder how far
I
want to
know
this.
What the bargaining is as far as what like, in the collective bargaining, what do the players give? If the players are getting nothing from this. An extra whatever bonus out of this thing. They're like, hey, yeah, we'll go over there. But I expect to get something out of this.
Would they get more for that?
Or, I mean, I don't know if it's.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think that right now that someone's that pumped up about going to this one of these places.
I wouldn't think so.
There'd be somebody. There'll be some admin people going, kind of want to go to Munich. I just don't know. I just don't know if wide receiver number two is that excited about going to Munich to fly over there.
I wouldn't think so.
Especially if it's. No bye week before it, so it's just, okay, we're going to go over there, and we're on a tight schedule. And especially, what if it jacks up your year? Something just doesn't go right or something. It's like, I understand the reasoning for it, but I mean, is
the reasoning grow the brand?
Yeah, it's all
money.
Yeah, but is London all of a sudden going to be getting their own NFL team? Is that what we're doing?
No, I don't think so. Jake, what do you say, money? You think they're going to make more money?
It's always about money.
I don't know if they're making more money.
Well, if people in London are watching, if they buy the NFL ticket, they normally weren't watching.
Okay,
now they
growing
do.
The brand.
Yeah. The brand is, yeah. Also, we will for sure have, and we talked about the dumbness of this, but officially there will be a Thanksgiving Eve game. That's Bill's day. Do you need to watch Packers-Rams on a Wednesday, Bill?
No, I don't.
To destroy your favorite day of the year?
No, that's one thing about it. We weren't in front of the TV.
Exactly.
We were not in front of the TV.
On Netflix, 7 o'clock on Netflix on Thanksgiving Eve while you're trying to enjoy time with the fam or friends. Nope, you're going to watch Rams-Packers.
Everybody get around the TV. Want to spend time together? No, it's watch NFL.
You can watch NFL together.
That's for Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day. I don't need Eve. No. I don't need that.
Why are we playing a Wednesday that late in the year? That throws off your schedule.
Plus,
I haven't got too.
I'll never get over the Egg Bowl moving off of Thanksgiving Day. Because that was on that night. It's always Thanksgiving night, and it was great.
It was good.
And now what time it is now? 11 a.m. kickoff on Friday. Who's watching that? Nobody. nobody. But everyone watched it on Thursday night. We kind of like, it's that end of the day, like, I'm just going to kind of chill out here a little bit.
100%. I had those moments.
Oh, yeah. It's like, all right, it was a good day.
Oh, okay.
All right. Got a little stuffing left over. Yep. What's on? Oh, but damned. It's Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Yep.
Not now.
Nope.
Wait, before we get to break, we had a stat from McSafety. He's chiming in. He's not here with donuts.
I'm cautious about this. He didn't even chime in yesterday. Yeah. He missed his walkthrough here in Lincoln.
haven't seen him. Well, we know he's well because he's texting in. That's
is he
good.
With Poco right now?
He says L.A. to New York is 2,400 miles. L.A. to Mexico City is actually 1,600, so it's less miles than going to New York.
Kind of proud of myself for
good
doing
job, Bill. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Crunching it, not a bad
I
idea.
Would have actually guessed that.
Okay, well,
I would have guessed it as evens.
I'm saying,
yes. McSafety's running the Google machine today.
Dennis is with us.
He's not here.
He's not sent any sort of gifts over.
Giving us,
it's okay,
nuggets
Dennis.
Here.
We'll see you in week zero, I guess.
See you in August, Dennis.
I guess you're not doing radio.
Enjoy your summer. Enjoy the summer, McSafety.
John,
we'll see
are you
in
coming
August.
Down for Radio Tradio?
Tomorrow at 7:35.
Yes, Radio Tradio.
Tomorrow at 7:35.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.